This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Chad and Lori Daybell both making their own respective appearances in court this last week as they both prepare for trials in the upcoming months, maybe years, depending how long it all takes. Let's start by talking about the appearance of Lori Vallow Daybell in court this last week. Joining me to discuss, attorney Bob Motta, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Go and download that. My goodness, Lori Vallow in court this last week. Not, I guess, what I was expecting, but I don't know whatever to expect from Lori Vallow. But she walked in as if she was the queen of the prom and to fanfare, blowing the, I mean, there's just need to be a fan, like blowing wind at her. That's really what it was like. What was your take on Lori's demeanor as she wandered into that courtroom for that hearing that's getting ready as they get ready for trial?
She's a psychopath. She's a total psychopath. Yeah. The woman has lost her mind completely. Like, I mean, she comes up all gussied up, just laughing it up. Yeah, I mean, she's out of her mind. You know, it's like, I don't know where she gets lipstick, I guess through commissary.
Yeah.
You know, got her hair did. You know, smiling and mm-hmm. laughing as she's walking through the well. I mean, without a care in the world.
Yeah.
You know, she knows. Remember, end of days is coming this next month. So she's ready, T. She's ready. She's ready. Like, she's, you know, she's saved. Remember that. She's one of the 100. So she's good to go. She was acting like that's coming. She was really happy about it.
I really wonder what's going to happen when it doesn't come, if we're going to see a different demeanor to Lori Vallow Daybell, or is it just going to be kind of one of those, oops, we were off on days. It's coming up next year.
Yeah, you know what? We'll find out at our trial.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll know at her trial. If she, you know, and the thing is about Arizona is all those folks that want that eye for an eye type punishment, the death penalty, mm-hmm. it's available there. And I'm sure that, you know, Idaho would be happy to say, yeah, go ahead, take her.
Yeah.
You know, if she's going to get the death penalty out there in Arizona, you know, we'll find out, you know, like we will certainly see her demeanor at trial, and we'll also see whether or not at that point, if and when the end of days does not occur, which I'm assuming that it will not, that, you know, if she decides, you know, by advice of counsel to go for some kind of insanity plea, because she's crazy. It's a shithouse rat, man. You know, I mean,
it was, I mean, really watching her, I was waiting her to try and make out with her attorney, Keith Terry, for a moment there. She was giving him the eyes. She was leaning in. We couldn't see his response at all. I can only imagine it might have been a look of horror, but yeah, I mean, I can't imagine trying to advise her on what to do. You know, if you're the attorney for Lori Vallow at this point, what are you saying to her?
Well, you know, the first thing I'm doing is I'm calling her counsel that handled it in Idaho, mm-hmm. saying, all right, you know, you dealt with this woman leading into that case. You know, what were you able to get, you know, get from her in mm-hmm. terms of feedback, terms of assisting in her own defense? And, you know, as we know, you know, she was blocking her defense out there from taking the strategies that they would have otherwise probably employed mm-hmm. out there. You know, so I would have sought advice from them in terms of how she was acting then, and then compare it to how she's acting now, and listening to her, mm-hmm. you know, and getting her rationale behind things, you know, behind her decisions. And ultimately, you know, the strategy part of it's supposed to be left to counsel. You know, there's fundamental things that are left within the defendant's sole decision-making. And there's things that are left to the attorney in terms of trial strategy. And, you know, but if you've got a client that is adamant, says there's no way, like I'm not agreeing to you employing an insanity defense or some kind of mental defect defense, you know, you're stuck, you know, because if the client's not going to assist you in moving forward with that, then, you know, it's not going to work. You know, and in this case, like I'd be taking a wait and see approach.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all know, like I said it when I was covering this case in our podcast, and we covered that trial extensively. And, you know, it was always my opinion that she believed everything that she was preaching. Like it, to her, it was real.
Yeah.
Which to me, like, I think that she's deeply mentally ill. I really do. You know, and I think that the things that she believes are true to her, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, she doesn't care what the rest of the world thinks. You know, she thinks that she speaks to the higher ups up there, and that they've given her the good word, and she knows what's happening, and you know, that's it, you know. And it'll be interesting because by that time, her beau there, Chad DeBall, they're searching. He'll have had his trial, and we'll know what his fate is.
Yeah. It makes me wonder, are we going to see kind of a different approach here? Cause we already did see a statement several months ago, basically blaming Lori for everything. But then that all kind of calmed down. We didn't really hear that argument again. So I do wonder if they're still operating with that strategy. And if in fact it is employed, I wonder, will we see Lori kind of change her ways up a little bit too? If her beau is turned the page and says, nope, this ain't true anymore, you're crazy, maybe I kind of made you crazy, is she going to walk that back? I'm wondering if she's even capable of walking it back.
I don't think that she is. I always had her pegged as the puppet master, not Chad.
Yeah.
Chad's a moron. Chad's a goofball. You know, like mm-hmm. She was actively looking for a dude like Chad because mm-hmm. she needed a partner like that. But like, that no one is convincing me that Lori Vallow was not running that game.
Yeah.
Because she was. Like, she was running the game. Chad was her, you know, trained monkey, like, you know, the old Italian guys mm-hmm. with the little music box. I mean, he was like, she took whatever he had written and whatever kind of philosophies he had kind of crafted, and she co-opted them and made them her own. And, you know, I mean, she just ran with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was maybe the front man, mm-hmm. but she was running the game.
Yeah.
Like, I have zero doubt about that. So, and I have zero doubt that that's what his defense is going to be. Another Svengali type defense that uh-huh. This woman had me like wrapped around her finger, you know, and she used everything in her power, sex, you know, in terms of like just getting me to do her bidding, and she had me under her control, you know, and mm-hmm. that's all I can say. And, you know, so I fully intend on that being a part of the defense. In terms of, you know, I haven't seen anything with respect to the only mental defect defense you have out there is saying that, you know, that he had a mental defect that would not allow him to form the requisite intent, mm-hmm. you know, which again, if he were to try to go in and say, look, like she had me under her control, and I believed everything that she was saying, and we were feeding off each other. And I believed the kids were demons. Mm-hmm. I didn't even believe they were kids, you know, and if you can carve that out of, you know, the homicide statute, because part of the homicide statute is that you have to be ending the life of a human being. If you can get physicians, psychologists, psychiatrists to testify that, you know, he honestly did not believe them to be humans anymore, you know, maybe you prevail on that, but we all know that's never happened.
I can't see a jury ever. I mean, I can, from a psychological standpoint, I can understand how one could get that crazy and maybe yeah. truly believe that, but I don't think you will ever convince a jury of
no
that,
way.
No matter what.
Zero chance. He's going downtown to Chinatown, man. He's done.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.